We're trying to explain the Braisa and Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. We're on the top of Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Let's go back to see what we're talking about over here. That Rav paskened like Rav Shimon. Mashma that the Rabbanan argue on him. Insofar that when there's two Eidim and she gets married, which doesn't need the Rishus of Beis Din, that she doesn't need a get, and she goes back to her original husband. So Mora says, Halach Mechlau de Plige, right? My Havilah the Mevar, if she had two witnesses, what should she have done? So she's body and honest, and she can go back to her original husband, she doesn't need a get. And not only that, V'ol Tanya, Kol Arayi Shebetorah, Ein Tzricha Semenu Get. Chutz Me'eshes Ish, right, a regular case of Eishes Ish who's Mazana, Shanisa's Alpi Beis Din, an Eishes Ish who the husband comes back, and she got married Alpi Beis Din with one witness, then she needs a get. But if she, what's it called, has two witnesses, Mashma, she doesn't need a get. And the Gemara says, who is that? Can't be Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon holds even where she gets married with one witness, she doesn't need a get. So it must be the Rabbanan. You see, the Rabbanan don't argue by two witnesses. Now the Gemara says, Ravina Amar, the Indian carbon ktani. That Braisa is not saying that she doesn't need a get. And if not, the Rabbanan hold that she does need a get. And she, what's it called, but that is, was talking about a carbon, not talking about whether she needs a get or not. Right? Also based in Baholoso. Oh, that's not that Braisa, it's the next Braisa. The next one. Vatanya of Shimon Omer, back on Tzadik Aleph and Aleph. Also based in Bahorosum, Kizodon Ish be Isha Alpi Aidin, Kishigga Alpi Aidin, Kishigas Ish be Isha. Right? That the Reb Shimon says that when Bezdin were Mora for her to get married, it's Kizodon Ish be Isha, like a regular, what's it called, woman that and therefore there was only one witness, then it's like a regular case of adultery. She's also to the husband, and she's also to the guy she lived with, and what's it called, in that case, they don't need a get, by a regular case of adultery. And where it's alpi'e them, kishigas isha ish be'isha, like a shogate, meaning that she's mutter to go back to the husband, she also doesn't need a get. So if Shimon holds, you don't need a get in either case. Okay, now, where it says, leaning carbon, Tony, what is that? Also based in Bahorosan, Kizodon Ish Beisha, not that you don't need to get or whatever. Velo Masi carbon, which doesn't mean carbon. By a case of Zodon, a woman who's Mazana Bemezid doesn't bring any carbon, you only bring a carbon Beshogi. Al Piedim, but if she committed adultery, Al Piedim, in other words, she married the second guy because witnesses said her husband was dead, then Kishigas Isha Beisha, and it's like a woman who committed adultery Beshogi. And she needs what's it called a carbon, but it has nothing to do with whether she needs a get or she doesn't need a get. Umashi carbon. Rashi velo maishi carbon. The yochid shasa boras based in potter kiri alfinim b'horios mi basosa. It's a person does something with the hora, but based in you don't bring a carbon. Okay. Okay. Right there. Okay. Mosivula. No. Viboyseima Hokamaisi Rabonati. The first Braisa that says that, what's it called? We said it was Rav Shimon. It can't be the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan hold you need to get in both cases, like the Rabbanan. The Torah talking. Read the Braisa Chutz Me'eshesis. The Shanisis Api Beis Din, right? That you always don't need a get, yeah? Where is it? Call us for ancient Chesemen of Get, except the Shanisis Ish, the Shanisis Api Beis Din, both cases. Ashes Ish, meaning even with his Adim, Rashi, Chusme Ashes Ish, the Hangu Be Adim, the Shanisis Api Beis Din Beit Echo, the Tarvayu Boil Get, the Rabbanan, the Nechonami argue under Shimon on both cases, and therefore, now is one more question, why Rav had a Paskin like Reb Shimon, because Elisha, the Rabbanan argue on both cases. The Kivin de Be'in and Gita, Amla Milsehi, Mitzra Akama. She's therefore also to the first one, because it's the second marriage is considered enough, not enough, but enough of a problem to need a get because of Marisai.
Okay.
So in any case, we've answered why Rav had a paskin like Reb Shimon, because the Rabban and Taka argue on both cases.
Okay.
Masiv Ula. Mi Amrina may have a little method. So we say that in the case where she got married with Aiden, there she doesn't need a get from the second guy, and she's like any woman who was Mizana Bishogeg, or the onus, and she can go back to her husband as long as she's not a Kohen. And that's what happens. Where there are two Aiden, she didn't need the Heter of Bezdin, not one Aid, then we say, my husband, what should she have done? What could she have done? Two Aiden Kenins, and her husband's dead. What should she have done? For Hasnan, so now we're going to sell she cases where it seems there's nothing she could have done, and still she's lost it to her husband. For Hasnan, cause of the shame Malchus, she ain't no Hagenis. If you wrote the get and you used as the time reference a Malchus, she ain't no Hagenis. We write now the Bria Sa'olam, right? The Minyan Shon, the Molyan Khan, whatever, the Yom so and so, the Bria Sa'olam. But they used to write the shame Malchus. Right, the third year of this king or whatever. So if they wrote it in the name of Malchus Sheino Hogenis, or the Shem Malchus Modai, then that's in the Shem Malchus Sheino Hogenis talking the Roman. Did it according to the Roman Malchus. Or the Shem Malchus Modai, the Shem Malchus Yova, the Binyan Habayis, the Churban Habayis. Right? You wrote the date with the time reference to when the Beis HaMikdash was built, or when it was destroyed. Hoyev the Mizra for Kosovo Myrith. If you were, Tosa said, talking where it's signed, not where it's written. Right? Sometimes you write a ksuba, let's say, in New York, and send it to Eretz Israel to be used here. You don't write New York. You write wherever the Edom are going to be chosen, that's where they do what's going. Even though you're writing it in New York, you write Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, because that's where the marriage is going to take place, and that's where the Edom are going to be chosen. So, Kosov the Marav, Kosov the Mizra, Havi the Mizra, Kosov the Marav. The Edom were what's it called? Were in the Mizrach, and they wrote in the get that it was written by Marav. The Marav because of Mizrach, or the opposite. Takes him Mizrach, the get's puzzle, and then she married somebody else after this get. So she has to get divorced from both of them. The Chol Hadrachim Ilubo, and all the things the Mishnah mentions, that she's also to both of them, and the children are Mamzerim for both of them, and there's no Ksuba, and all the things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. All those things apply in this case. Va'amai, lema mahavi lolam. What should she have done? She has a get. She didn't know the get was possible. So what should she have done? She's an honest. Someone says, he boy like Rui, get. She should have read the get. She should have read it and see that it's that something wrong with it. Omer Hashimi Barashi Toshma. Another proof that we don't say my havi lolam ever. That we don't say that what should she have done and she's an honest. Hakonis is yivinto. Right? Person marries his yivama. The whole chasaras of the nieces, and there was two wives. Right, the brother died and left two wives, so he was miyabim one of them. Now that potters the other one from yibum or chalitza, and she goes on her merry way and marries somebody else. The nieces, the nimtzazu islanders, and then we find out that the one that was nisyabim was an islanders. So there never was a din of yibum on her. Her yibum is meaningless. The other one is still. What's it called? Shomeris Yovam. Except she married somebody else. And it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Chayvei Lavin is Mamzerim. So now, Teitse Mizel Mizel, Chalad Drachim Ha'ilubon. Same thing. She can't be with either one husband. And all the halachas apply that says in the Mishnah. What should she have done? When she got married, she thought the other woman was a normal woman and that the Yibum was over. So what should she have done? See, boy, lolam turei. No, she could have waited. Wait a little while to see what's going on. Right? Don't be so fast in getting remarried. Omer Abaye Toshma kol arayis sha'omru potro soroseim. Right, all the arayis that we say a man is married to two women. What we started with Yavamas. Right, one of them is an erva to the brother, and one's not. The man dies, and his two wives fall to the brother. One of them is his mother, right? Or his, what's it called? His mother-in-law. One's his mother-in-law, right? One's his mother-in-law. and the other one is a strange woman, right? Not relation, right? So the mother-in-law is also a strange woman. But in any case, what's it called? So so now, just as much as he's Potter from being Miyabim, his mother-in-law, and Osir, so Potter's the other one too. Potro Sorosayim. Okay. So now, all the Arayi, Sha'amru, Potro Sorosayim, Hochut Soros Venisu. So now the Tzara says, great, Nachai Venibum over here, she goes and marries somebody else. Venimtu Elu Islandis. And the Erva is found out to be an Islandis. So the Kedushin was never a Kedushin, the original Kedushin, because it's a Mechatos. But you didn't know she was an Islandis. What?
She's somebody's mother, how does
No, the other one. She's a mother-in-law, yes. Yeah, so it's not an Islandis is talking where she was not a, she was a sister-in-law. Something like, one of the other 15. Yeah, in Echanami, this case won't work out. So the Tzara got married wrongly. Really, she was Chayiv Yibum, because the sister wife was never really married to her husband, because he was an islandist. It was a Mekach Tos. And therefore, what's it called? She was really Omedes the Yibum. And again, it goes according to Rabbi Akiva that Chayiv Lavin is a Mamza. So Mer says, what should she have done? Well, it's the same thing. You boil it on tuna. She should have waited, right? Tosus explains why over here we say more that she should have waited from the first one, because the first one was what's it called? She was becheskes iser. In other words, when the guy died, two of them fell for yibum. So she was becheskes iser until the other one had yibum or chalitza. So she should have waited and see if everything worked out with the first one. The second case, though, is a bigger chiddush. The second case, when the guy died, she was becheskes heter, because the erva was seemingly an erva. So maybe she shouldn't have waited. Kamash Malon, even here she should have waited too. She's not an onus. She should have waited and see what's happening. Okay, see Rashi till here. Cost of the Shein Malchus Sheina Hogenes. So far, Shehoi Tzorek Limnos the Malchi Israel. Or the Shein Malchus Acheres. He goes the Shein Malchi Romi. Right? He was supposed to frame the date in the get either to Malchi Israel or Malchus Romi. The Tana Kori Lo Sheina Hogenes Mishum De Ein Lohem Lo Ksav Lo Lashem. Malchus Romi is called Malchus Sheina Hogenes. So he was supposed to use a Jewish date and he used the Roman date. So that's why Romi is called Malchus Sheino Genes, or one of the other Malchios, which is not the proper in the get. Teitzei Mizeh Mizeh, if Nisa is supposed to get, if she got married with that get, then she, what's it called, it's a puzzle get. Kol Adrochim, Kol Hanach V'Kilkuli, the Masnisan, all the things the Mishnah says happens, apply to this woman. May have a little mevet, Svura Haisa, she'll get kosher. What should she have done? She thought she had a get. Lakriya Vegito, if they chacham, she'll have brought to a chacham, let him read it and see if it's kosher before she gets married with him. The halcha tzaras of anisus l'shuk sheniftir rabbi yibum chaderta. Right, we don't say should have had amunus chacham and believe the beis din. You should go check and see if it's a get or not a get. Right, you can check it, see if it's a good get. Sheniftir rabbi yibum chaderta. Right, she thought that she became potter because the other wife had yibum, so that potter's her too. She went and got married. The achrakal nimtzu islandis. The one who had yibum was an islandis, and therefore there's no yibum by her, and only one woman fell for yibum. And she should have been nisyabing. The ain be also putera sarosa, because don't repair a kama, prakla aimless, ain't your lettuce. Teche sarosa mizesh and nisis lo mi yavama. Rabbi Akiva he, the ovid chayvi lavin, kigon yavama, the shuk, kichayvi krisus, keshis ish vamas. Those are going to be Akiva, otherwise not manzeris or whatever. Kol arayi shom rupotra sarosayim, the shuk, below chavitza, the ibum, kigon tesla of nashim, the terakama, hochu tsarosayim, the nisu, the shuk, the nimtzus ha'er va'ilanis, the noda shehuski katzaros of the yibul ma'freya, and now this woman never was zokuk l'yibul. The other one, therefore, had to have yibul because she wasn't the sister wife of an erva. The erva ilanis ain't a poteris sarasa. The ilanis mekach tosu. The lav ishto he never was his wife. The ainzu tzaros erva skuk liyava. Kinesnam beperakam of a kulin shemeso o shemiano o shenimtzu ilanis sarasei mutaros. So then the Tzara should have had Yibum, and she didn't. She went and married somebody else. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the child's a mamzer. All these things apply to her. So the Maisa, as the Gemara said, she should have waited. Omar Rava Toshma. Sav Sofer, Sofer get Leisha, Veshober Leisha. Sofer wrote a get for the man to give to his wife, and he wrote the woman a receipt to give to the husband that she got her get. Vitoa, and he made a mistake. Vinosan get Leisha, he gave the get to the wife, and the Shober to the wife. He gave the receipt to the man. So the man divorced his wife with a receipt. Here's your get. He gave a receipt. And she said, oh, here's the receipt. She gave him the get. So now he has the get in his hand and she has the receipt, right, which she really should have given him. So the man divorced his wife with a receipt by mistake. Okay? Must have been a really big receipt, whatever. The Nosna Zelazeh, and they both gave each what they had to the other one. La'achar's man, hariget yotze mitachas yidei ha'ish. And afterwards, the guy went and he said, you want to see the receipt my wife gave me? He showed somebody, he said, that's not a receipt, that's a get. So the guy says, v'shover mitachas yidei ha'ish. And the woman says, want to see my get? And the guy said, that's a receipt. So, teitze mizem, mizem v'chol adrachim e'lu bo. She remarried, thinking that she's mutter, and she never had a get. She had a receipt. So, l'maisa, what's it called? She has to take some mizem mizem, just like all the things in the Mishnah. V'amai, name of Mahavit, what should she have done? Mara says, he boy like you. She should have read the get. Right? And here, l'maisa, Ratosa says, that the reason I would think differently, because over here, after the she, there we said she read the get before we went after the after it was written. Here she read the get after it was written. It was great, right? She saw the get, beautiful work of art, right? What's it called? My name, everything's right. But she didn't read it again when she got it. That's the problem. She read it the first time. Over there she didn't read it the first time. The problem was it was written wrong. So maybe there she should have read it. But over here it was written right. Why should she read it again? Mara says, no, she should have read again. But when she got it, she looked and see what she got. Omer Avashi Toshma. Shina Shmo Ushma. Shame Ira v'shame Ira. Teitze Mizeh Mizeh v'chol adrachim e'lu bo. If they made the wrong name of the, what's it called, the Simchas Tosfos also says what the wrong name was. But the guy had two names. He had a name in one city and a different name in a different city. They called him this name in this city and a different name in a different city. So they wrote the wrong name of the wrong city at the same time. So here again, we're going to say, should have read the get. She knows where she's getting it. What's the name of the guy in the city where she was? Right? Same thing. My name, Mahavilah, what should she have done? And here Tosa says, because over here, maybe she shouldn't have read the get. So Kadaita, Tohacha, Mahavilah, Mevet. I forgot the Kriyula Gita, she could have read the get, right? Because So Kadaita, she thought it was the right name. She didn't know. So what should she have done? She should have asked somebody, is this guy's with the right name in the place where it was written? So Gemara says, Omar Ravina, Toshma, another case. Konsa beget kereya. The halacha was they were misakin for Kohanim to write a what's it called, a get mekusher. Get mekusher is where you write a line, sew it up, sign two edim on the other side, another line. This is all to stall, because Kohanim, once they divorce their wife, they can't get remarried. So, and Kohanim are very, Kohanim are very impetuous and usually get angry very quickly. You have to check Ravan, too, maybe. They supposedly get angry very quickly, and therefore they usually, what's it called, end up wanting to divorce the wife every Monday and Thursday. So we make it, by the time they finish writing the get, they change their mind. So the halacha is that if you wrote a line, folded it over, and you didn't put anything, no witnesses on that, that's called a get kereach, and it's possible. It's possible to get. Kanta beget kereach, teitze mizeh mizeh. Right? So if they use a get like this, it's possible. And if she remarries, teitze mizeh mizeh. Mara says, Maya, what should she have done? He boy like really gita. Here also, she read the get. Tosa says, who said she says, that's about Baki and Gittin, that she knows what a get mekusher is or whatever. No, she should have found out. This is your get. You have your, so it's important to you that you want to get remarried. Go find out if it's okay or it's not okay.
He's all the Rabbanan.
Right. Right. She might say she committed adultery. It's all the get's possible. But the Rabbanan had a power to possible get, not a get minatora either. possible. All gets possible. Rav Papa sover lemevet uvde b'may havelo lemevet. Rav Papa wanted to paskin like Rav Shimon, that in the case where she married up to two Edim, that we say, what should she have done? Two Edim said, I shouldn't have waited. She should, what's it called? She can rely on two witnesses, like Rav Shimon says. Omerle Rafuna Bered Rav Yeshua the Rav Papa Vatanya Kol Hani Masnaisa. All these questions we had on that, and you want to, where it seems like we should say the same thing, what should she have done, and we don't say that. So Mar says, Omer Lev, Alav Shonina, we answered them. Every single one we answered. Omer Lev, Ashnuye, Leku, Velismoch, all these answers were, you know, answers, but Lamai says enough questions to show that maybe you don't say my have a little method. She should have waited, she should have read it, she should have waited a little bit and see, till she if her husband comes home. Okay, Rashi. Caught get leish the shover leish shabam losin schar haget, the husband pays for the get, the haisha kosev shover, and the woman writes a receipt to the husband ligvos ksubasa min bay love lessus the shover, right? She gives him a receipt that he paid her a ksuba. She lo haisen lo senis lo shover lo yifel ksuba. If you don't give me a receipt, I'm not going to give you a ksuba. The nosan zela zek is svura zela kabel get niad bay love kibla shover. The he nosna lo get. Right, she gives him the get and she gives him the shover because the sofer made a mistake and gave the wrong document to the wrong people. Get ke reyach beket mekusher mekamayr. Somebody get mekusher, kedom rabov abasra, get poshet edom mitocho, get poshet is like we write, where the edom are inside the get. Get mekusher, edom meachorv. Get mekusher, like we said, you write a line, you fold it over, sew it up, and on the blank, on the other side, you sign two witnesses. And then again, two witnesses and two witnesses, all through. Or maybe one witness on each thing, right? And you can have tens of witnesses. One witness on each fold. The chosim eight sheni, right? Then you on the next fold the next witness signs, and on the third fold the third witness. The chen shlishi. If there are more folds than witnesses, in other words, there was one fold that was blank, so that's a bald get because it has a what's it called, a blank fold, not with an eight over there. He thought a woman had this case. Two Edom came, said your husband's dead, she remarried, and then the husband showed up. So, Rav Papa said, you know what? The halacha is like Rav Shimon, and what should you have done? You relied on two witnesses, not on one witness, with a heter based in, and therefore you're an onus, so forget about the. This husband, you can go back to your original husband, no problem. So, what's it called? So, Rav Hunas, brave Rav Yeshua, said to Rav Papa, Lamaisa, we slugged up Rav Shimon from a million different places that we don't say, my have a little method. But Tanya Kohani, Velo, I'm reading, my have a little method. Omerle, Velo, Shaninu. We answer all of them. All the answers, we have an answer. She should have read the get, she should have waited, whatever. Omerle, Vashnui, Lismoch, and Zed Dochet. The questions are better questions than the answers were. The answers were just, okay, it's not 100% honest. But the mice of the questions show, they point to a pattern that we don't say this, my heavenly method. And therefore, what's it called? He held him back from it, and he took away the heter from this woman, and she, what's it called, the halacha was she couldn't remarry her first husband, and she was also to the second husband, and all the things in the Mishnah apply. Who's Rabbi Winter? Rabbi Winter, which Rabbi Winter?
I don't really, I'll make out with this.
Okay.
He said kosher.
I understand, but I understood it was the winter also.